If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this 15th of April, 1973, we believe this is the day that the Lord hath made. We should be glad and rejoice in it. What a happy privilege it is to come to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the blessings of God upon Worth Baptist Church, and we are happy to share with you the good things that God is doing for us here. We would invite you today to come to our Sunday school, where the textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We are now in a series of lessons entitled The Great Men of the Bible. Our lesson today at 10 o'clock in the Sunday school hour will be Abraham, the Friend of God. Why not plan now to bring the whole family to study the Word of God together in the Sunday school hour of Worth Baptist Church today? Our Sunday morning worship hour is at 11 o'clock, and you'll find a warm welcome, a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God today in the Sunday morning worship hour. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. We are now in a series of messages entitled, It's in the Book. My message tonight will be The Bible and the Cross. I would like for you to hear this message and invite your friends to come with you in the 7 o'clock worship hour when my message will be The Bible and the Cross. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, and that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. You're just a few minutes away from Worth Baptist Church, wherever you might live, in the city of Fort Worth or in the metropolitan area. So come today, bring the family, come expecting a blessing from God. And we believe that in a service where there's old-fashioned singing, where there's fellowship with God's people, where there's Bible preaching, we believe that you will be blessed of the Lord today. So we invite you to come and share with us in all the things that God has for us here at Worth Baptist Church today. This word of special announcement, our spring revival will begin on the last Sunday of this month. That's April the 29th, and will continue through May the 6th. Our evangelist will be Dr. B.R. Lakin. Dr. Lakin has conducted revival meetings all over America. There are people around the world who have been saved under his ministry. For more than 50 years, Dr. Lakin has preached the gospel, and we feel that we are very fortunate to have him with us the week of April the 29th through May the 6th. I hope that you'll make your plans now to attend. He'll be preaching at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, in the 7 o'clock worship hour on Sunday evening, both Sundays, the 29th of April and the 6th of May. And then Monday through Saturday, our services will be at 7:30. So we hope that you'll make your plans now to attend with us the Spring Revival with Dr. B.R. Lakin. We believe that this revival meeting can and will have an impact upon our city, and we want you to be a part of it. So mark the dates on your calendar, April the 29th through May the 6th. Dr. B.R. Lakin preaching 8 days of glorious revival here at Worth Baptist Church. And in the meantime, in any service, the Sunday school, the morning worship hour, the Sunday evening worship hour, the Wednesday worship hour at 7:30, all of these services have been planned and are designed to meet your spiritual needs, and you'll always find a welcome in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, How to Start Something in Your Life. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture from the book of Philippians, chapter 4. It will be verse 13. But before we read that verse, I would like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for the wonderful gift of salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that Thou hast given to us the blessed assurance that Jesus Christ is living within. We pray today for every listener to Worth Baptist Hour. Thou knowest their hearts and their needs, their problems, their difficulties, and it is our prayer today that the Holy Spirit might use this broadcast to bring encouragement, enlightenment, to bring salvation to those who are lost. We would pray for those who are sick and afflicted today. May the great physician be at work in their lives. Bless now, we pray, in these moments of the preaching of Thy Word, and all over this city, and across this great nation, and around the world, wherever men proclaim the gospel today, we pray that it might be preached with power, and that many souls might come to know Christ, and that America and the nations of earth might experience revival in these days. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Paul writes, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. How to start something in your life. Do you believe the Word of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that the Bible is true and inspired? If so, there's something great waiting you in these moments. Now the words of the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. These words open the door for you to start something in your life. Now if we knew nothing about Paul, we would think that these words were the words of a proud, conceited egotist. They sound very boastful, but knowing the Apostle Paul, I am thrilled by them. I am challenged today as never before. These words motivate me, and I hope will motivate you to want to receive the very best that God has for your life. In fact, I dare say the same thing that Paul said, and I believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you. You see, Paul had an experience on the Damascus Road that he never overcame. After that, the Apostle Paul was never the same. On the road to Damascus that day when he met Christ, he was infused with a power of the Holy Spirit the moment Christ came into his life. Every believer is infused with a power of the Holy Spirit upon accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior. So Paul speaks not as an egotist. He doesn't speak boastfully within himself. He wasn't proud of himself. In fact, he was ashamed of himself. But he spoke as a man who knew the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul could rightly say, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. His power never diminishes. You and I in the 20th century have access to the same resource of power as Paul had in the first century. You see, God is the same. He never changes. What He promised in the long ago is good for us today. The Bible declares that God is no respecter of persons. I do not believe that God loved Paul any more than He loves you. I do not believe that God will do any more for Paul than He will do for you and for me. The trouble is, we don't have the faith, and we're not trusting God and depending upon God as Paul was. My message today on how to start something in your life, I believe, will be a new beginning if you'll follow what the Word of God gives you to do. I'm going to tell you in this message how to enjoy success in life. I'm going to show you how that you can rise above the ordinary, get out of the rut. I'm going to show you from the Word of God how that you can accomplish that which seems to be impossible. Now let me share with you five things that I feel are necessary in starting something in your life. First of all, in order to start something in your life, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now the Bible teaches that all men are sinners. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The thing that you need to do this moment, if you've never been saved, is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. In the book of John, chapter 1, we read at verse 11, He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So if you're going to start something in your life, you must be saved. You must be born again. You must receive Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life as your own personal Savior. That's step number one. Now, step number two in starting something in your life, you must believe that God has something great for your life. Our God is a God of great things. God is the God of the universe. He created the heavens and the earth. He created you. He created all nature. He's made all things for you. And God has something good and great and wonderful and marvelous for your life. All too many people today are living at halfway house. Some of you listening to me right this moment, you've only gone part of the way with Christ. You're living at halfway house. Where is Halfway House? Halfway House is located at the intersection of what is and what ought to be. God wants the very best for your life. He has provided it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you must make up your mind today that following Christ, owning Him as your Savior, believing His Word, obeying His command, God has something great for you right now. Today, in your life, in order for you to start something, you must believe that God has something great for you. I hope that you'll claim God's promise. God wants the best for your life. I think He's proven that in His Word. I think He's proven that by giving His best in the person of Jesus Christ, His Son. Don't be satisfied with a second-rate life. Don't be satisfied with living at halfway house. Go all the way with God. Yield your life completely to Christ. And believe right now that God has something great for you. Then there's step number three. The third thing that you must do in order to start something in your life is to keep your mind on Jesus Christ. The Bible declares in Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. What are you thinking about? What are the thoughts of your mind and your heart? Are you thinking of Christ? Do you meditate upon the things of God? Do you meditate in the Word of God? When do you think of Christ? Just while someone's preaching, or maybe while you're in Sunday school, or while you're standing by the bedside of a loved one, when you have an emergency in your life or in your family, is this when you think about Christ? Well, the Bible says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You see, friend, you shouldn't think of Christ only on Sunday. You shouldn't think of Christ only in the hour of an emergency. Day by day, moment by moment, you should have your mind fixed upon Christ. You should have your affection set upon things above. We need in this hour more than ever before to put our minds upon Christ. I believe we could solve many of our mental problems. I believe we could find the solution to many of our emotional upsets if we would but learn to keep our minds on Christ. If you're going to start something great in your life, your mind must be constantly upon God, upon Christ, upon the things of the Lord. Remember the promise, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee." Put your mind upon Christ today, and you can start something great in your life. Then there's a fourth step. In order for you to start something great in your life, you must depend upon a power that is greater than yourself. Now, you are essentially very weak. At our strongest, we are very weak. At our best, we are very bad. At our wisest, we are very unlearned. You must learn to depend upon a power outside yourself. This I speak of now is the power of God. Depend upon a power greater than yourself. You see, God is bigger than you are. I read a story about a woman who went to her doctor one day, and she poured out her heart and soul. She talked about herself so much until the doctor became weary with her conversation. Finally, when time came for her to leave, he wrote out a prescription. He folded it and handed it to her. Before she gave it to the druggist, she looked at it, and on the paper were written these words, "You need to make a trip to Niagara Falls soon." The woman became indignant. She called the doctor and said, "What kind of joke have you played on me?" He said, "Lady, I haven't played a joke on you. I prescribed your going to Niagara Falls because I feel that you need to see something that is bigger than you are." My friend, today, God is bigger than you are. God is bigger than your needs. God is bigger than your troubles. God is bigger than your sin. God is bigger than your sorrow. God is bigger than your heartache. God is bigger than anything in your life. Consequently, if you are going to start something great in your life, you must depend upon His power. The power of God is unlimited. The power of God is for you today. Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you." God is able to make you able to start something in your life. You can do it by simply depending upon a power that is greater than you are, namely the power of Christ, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. Then there is a fifth step that I think you should take if you are going to start something in your life, and that is this. You should look for a bright tomorrow. Some people never look for happiness because they are too happy being unhappy. Some people will never have good health because they enjoy poor health. Some people will never find peace and tranquility because they're always looking for trouble. Perhaps we should heed the words of the poet who said, "Don't trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. Don't look for trouble. Let trouble look for you." The folks at the General Electric Corporation have a slogan that I like. It reads like this, "There's a bright tomorrow." And you know I believe that. I believe there is a bright tomorrow for you. There are three reasons why I believe in a better and brighter tomorrow. First of all, I believe in a bright tomorrow because God is in every tomorrow. Now, I don't know, and you don't know, what tomorrow is going to bring. I do not know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow. God is in every tomorrow. If sickness comes, He's my great physician. If darkness comes, He's my light. If famine comes, He's my food. If sorrow comes, He's my comfort. If death comes, He is my resurrection. I know that God is in every tomorrow. Not only that, but hope is in every tomorrow. That's the second reason why I believe in a bright tomorrow, because hope is in every tomorrow. The Bible is a book of hope for what seems to be a hopeless people. One great underlying theme in the Bible is this: there is hope for a final victory. Someone has said, and well said, there are no hopeless situations, only men who become hopeless about them. The Army Corps of Engineers has a motto that reads like this: the difficult we do immediately, the impossible takes a little longer. I like that. We are serving a God of the impossible. God specializes in doing that which seems to be impossible. So I believe that there's a bright tomorrow because hope is in every tomorrow. There's a third reason that I believe there's a bright tomorrow, and that is this: the night of our earthly existence is about to be over, and Jesus Christ is coming soon. These are dark days in which we live. They are difficult. They are trying. They are turbulent. They are troublous. They are heavy. But, beloved, there is a ray of hope. That hope is in the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus went away a long time ago to go back to the right hand of God, where He is now making intercession for us. But the day is approaching when Jesus Christ is coming back again. As the little chorus has it, He went away, but not to stay. He's coming back again. I believe that, and that's why I believe there's a bright tomorrow. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Yes, beloved, there is a bright tomorrow. Yes, my friend, you can start something great in your life. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, if you've never been born again, if you've never been saved, I admonish you this moment: confess your sins, believe that Jesus Christ died for you, ask God to forgive you, invite Christ to come into your heart, pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And this moment, you can be saved, and you can start something great in your life. In the closing moments, let me say again that we would invite you to come and be with us today to share the blessings of God at Worth Baptist Church, in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. May the Lord bless you until we meet again next week. May God's richest blessings be upon you, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.